A fifth tornado has been confirmed to have touched down in Dodge County during last week's severe weather. Officials with the National Weather Service say the EF1 was on the ground west of Lowell and ended just south of Oak Grove, traveling approximately 6.7 miles. Juno Utilities is thanking those who helped them restore power in the city following last Thursday's devastating storms. Kevin Haugen has the details.
The utility superintendent, Nick Gallman, offered his appreciation for local departments, including Juno Police and Fire, EMS, DPW, and other city staff for keeping the area safe, clearing debris, and organizing food and water while they worked. Juno Utilities is also a member of the Municipal Electric Utilities of Wisconsin, which provides support in coordinating mutual aid in events like these. A few of the other utilities that assisted were Columbus, Hustisford, Hartford, and Waupun. Gallman says his team, along with the other utilities, were able to restore 100% of its available customers in less than 24 hours. He also thanked his staff for their dedication and hard work following the storms. The superintendent says there is still a lot of work to do, but through these past few days, he has seen the community come together and, quote, literally move mountains. And I'm Kevin Haugen reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
People around Dodge County are rallying behind their neighbors after last week's tornado damage. Dan Bell of Mayville tells the WBEV Morning Show it's encouraging to see.
I never saw so many people come out willing to help, and a typical American philosophies about helping their fellow man. I mean, I had people here all over. Everybody had help coming in right away, and blessings to everybody.
Other callers describe property damage ranging from downed trees to damaged cars. The City of Beaver Dam's Human Resources Department will get some help from University of Wisconsin students in Madison starting this fall. The City Council approved a memorandum of understanding with University Alliance last night. City Administrator Nathan Thiel says the students will be experienced and they'll be supervised.
These are capstone projects, typically, so it's individuals that are at the end of their coursework, sometimes even graduate level, and also the professors are also heavily involved.
These students get real-world experience, while Beaver Dam gets their services for about half the cost of outsourcing. A Beaver Dam street will be closed to traffic for several days starting tomorrow. Officials with the Department of Public Works say the 300 block of Madison Street will be shut down to traffic through Friday, May 23rd. The detour route will direct northbound drivers from Madison Street to West Mill Street, then to South Center Street and onto Front Street. Southbound traffic will be detoured from Front Street to South Center Street, then to West Mill Street and back onto Madison Street. A photo of the detour route is available at dailydodge.com. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is hosting a meeting to discuss proposed improvements to Highway 19 in Watertown. The purpose of the project is to address the deteriorating pavement on Main Street from Church Street to 9th Street. Work would include concrete pavement replacement, curb and gutter, concrete sidewalk, lighting, signals, water, and sanitary sewer, as well as updated pedestrian curb ramps. Construction is anticipated for 2028. The public meeting will take place on May 22nd from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Watertown Senior and Community Center, located at 514 First Street. DOT officials say the goal of the meeting is to familiarize the community with the purpose and need for the project and get input on the proposed improvements. They add that adjacent property owners are encouraged to attend the meeting. And finally, the State Health Department is reminding you to check for ticks when you come in from outdoor activities. Epidemiologist Rebecca Osborne says tick-borne illnesses like Lyme disease and alpha-gal syndrome can be devastating.
It's really any time that we have warm enough temperatures that are above freezing that ticks will remain active.
Be sure to wear long pants and tuck them into your socks when in wooded areas or scrub to prevent ticks from getting up your legs, and wear EPA-approved bug spray when outdoors. I'm Justin Wilski reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.